Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb is MV. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp beat. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon, now it's 95 and they clock me in waxy diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those of you listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. All right. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show and welcome. Ignorance is not bad. That's the title of the show today. And let's see. Before we get into the show, let's talk about that. Ignorance. The meaning of ignorance. The state or fact of being ignorant. Lack of knowledge, education, or awareness. Okay, and then the state of being ignorant, you know, what that means is lacking knowledge or comprehension of the thing specified, okay, thing specified. Like some parents today are ignorant of modern mathematics, okay. So, and again, lacking knowledge, comprehension of the thing specified. All right. And like I always say, about this, these words and things to do and stuff like that, is that I Now, of course, I don't know everything. Not even close, but I know a little about a lot of stuff. And I know a lot about a little bit of stuff, right? So no one's way up here, okay? No one's way up here when you talk about knowledge and knowing everything. No one knows everything, right? But again, the as a bad word, okay? And it's not, okay? When people say you're ignorant, that means that they're saying that you're not knowledgeable of what we're talking about, okay? You're not knowledgeable of what we're talking about, what we're, you know, looking at, the situation, whatever. You're not knowledgeable of that. That means that you're ignorant to that. It means you're ignorant to that. Okay? It means you're ignorant to that. 516-531-9483 is the number to show. And so when you say, because, and what I'm saying is, and what we're talking about, guys, I know there are more people joining the show right now. What we're talking about is ignorance. Okay? Ignorance. Which means that, again, it's not bad. You just don't know, and it's okay, all right? But again, when someone calls you ignorant, you take it as an insult, and I understand. I probably would too, okay? But again, I try not to claim to be someone who knows everything. But you got people out there who do. Some people do claim that they know everything. Or you talk about something and they jump into the conversation and be like, yeah, this, that, that. And they don't know a thing. They just trying to be involved in what we're talking about. But they're actually ignorant of what we're talking about. And you know, myself, I'm ignorant to a lot of things to do with, like, cars. Okay? I know how to do some things to some cars, basic things to cars. I love cars. You know, I know how to pay a car. I know how to get a dent out of a car. I know how to, you know, do a lot of different things. I work for a car factory, a car production, okay? And so that's not, but I don't know all the ins and outs of a car. I don't know how to, I don't know what bearings have and, how much, you know, how the valves and all that kind of stuff work and what you have to have if you, you know, your alternator might go out and this and that. I don't know. I'm ignorant of that kind of stuff. Okay? I'm ignorant of that kind of stuff. But if you ask me about paint, you know, I know a little bit about paint. Car paint. Automobile paint, okay? I know how to mix it. I know how to put a shine to it with the clear coat over it. I know how to spray it, that kind of stuff. Prepare the surface before you do it, that kind of stuff, okay? So you might not know about that paint. That means you're ignorant to that. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that you don't know. And it's okay. It's okay. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I also sponsor this show myself, Frank Williams Realty. You can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com, or you can go to my website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com, and you can go there, you can look around, and you can email me from there, you can look for a home there, whatever. It's really a neat site. So check that out, and if you have a need to sell your house or thinking of selling, or you know someone that wants to sell or thinking of selling, you want to know someone that's buying, looking to buy a house or looking to sell and buy any of that stuff, my realty company can help them from start to finish. Again, you can send me an email at frankwilliams@kw.com. All right. And there are huge referral fees through that as well, if they go all the way through the process and close. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. So, again, ignorance, okay? And when you think about it, I've been kind of following this trial just started with the police officer that choked the guy in Indianapolis, George Floyd. I know you guys heard about it. Last year. So his trial have started yesterday, whatever. I think it started yesterday. So that's part of ignorance. The way that they're painting this thing is that the police officer knew exactly what he was doing as far as his hold on this guy's neck. Okay, he knew that, you know, supposedly it's a part of the police training. When you are, I guess, trying to subdue a criminal or what have you, and the neck thing is something that they do, I guess. Looks like to me. I don't understand why, but yeah, it is. And so, the guy was letting him know that he couldn't breathe or whatever. So, you know, is that a form of ignorance? Has to be. Right? Has to be. But look at this, though. What I say is that he's knowledgeable of what he's doing, how he's doing it. And so that's something else in itself. But we'll see how things turn out with this case and all this. But they're going from start to finish with this trial. So, yeah, you guys can see it. It's on a few channels. But anyway, ignorance, though, is not bad. You just don't know. And again, it's okay. No one knows everything. No one knows everything about everything. Okay? And there's a lot of stuff that you know that I don't know, that I'm ignorant to. Things that I don't know, I know that you don't know, that you're ignorant to. But that's not a bad thing. And when we have brains, so that if you're interested, if you're interested in that, or that piques your attention or whatever, then follow up with it, read up on it, and get more knowledgeable about what's going on. And once you get more knowledgeable about that situation or that product or whatever it is, then now, you're no longer ignorant of that situation, that product, or what have you. Okay? So if I go and I, you know, look up in a car alternator and read about its functions and what you think about it when, you know, when something happens, what's the symptoms of your car when your alternator goes down. Now, then I wouldn't be ignorant of that product, that thing anymore. I won't be ignorant of the alternator anymore. Okay? So that's and that's the key, guys. That's what I try to help people with is reading. Reading more. I know you guys can read, but to read more. When was the last time you picked up a book? Okay. It may be a self-help book, maybe a novel, maybe a documentary what do you call it when you talk about yourself? Biography. Okay. Or that kind of stuff. I don't care what it is. Okay. I try to read books that help me within my business, within my real estate business. Because, you know, people think that, Frank sell houses and Frank buy houses. And that's really, you know, the houses are a byproduct of real estate and real estate sales. Okay, so I try to read books not only on real estate, and the selling of real estate. I try to read books about how to deal with people, how to work with people, the different personalities of people. Okay? You know, there are four different personalities out there. Four. Not five, not 12, not 15. There are four. Okay? And so, you know, and you fall in one of those four categories. And there's a way to deal with you based on your personality and what your personality type is. All right. So that's, you know, and based on that, I try to read about 15 to 20 minutes a day. Of course, don't. Okay. But I try to at times. I try to get it in. I try to read 15 to 20 minutes a day because if I do, that means I'll at the end of the year, I will read 10 to 15 books total, 10 to 15 books, and I'll also be in the top 1% of readers in the United States. Serious. And as you read and you read different things, you become more knowledgeable of these things. So your ignorance level starts to diminish. Okay, and you still you're always gonna be ignorant of something till the day you die. But as you read and comprehend this stuff, you'll start to get knowledgeable about a lot of things. Ignorance is not bad, guys. You don't know, and it's okay. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, you guys are up on the show, and if you'd like to give a comment or give your opinion on today's topic, just press the number one on your keypad and I'll put you on the air and we'll talk. Okay. So, and I tell people all the time that people say, Frank, I don't like to talk in front of a lot of people. Well, I don't know a lot of people that you're referring to, because maybe you're sitting at home or at work and you don't have a lot of people out there in the audience listening to what you're talking about. You're at home. You probably don't have anybody listening to what you're talking about. It's just like a one-on-one conversation with me. And we can pop back and forth and talk. And that's what it's about. Okay? It's not about the backlog or all these people that are listening to the show and online listening to the show. Not about that. It's about you and I. All right? 516-531-9483. Now, I got a few more minutes in the show. Before I close out, tomorrow, not sure if I'll do a show tomorrow. I just look out for my show notes. Not sure if I'll do a show tomorrow. Thursday, I'm headed out of town. Friday, I'll be out of town. But I'm going to try to do a show definitely on Friday while I'm out of town, okay? I can do it straight from my iPad, you know? I can deal with you guys straight from my iPad. I can do my show, everything straight from my iPad. Amazing. I just bought this new iPad, and it's a mini iPad. And I wanted it for my real estate business because I was out with some clients not long ago and showing a house, and it was tough for me to pull it up on my phone and share it with them, you know, stuff like they asked about annual taxes and stuff like that for the property. It was tough doing it on my phone. So I wanted to get me a handheld, a mini, okay, iPad mini, that I could use and I could go to, and it's a twice as bigger screen as my iPhone. And, you know, you can see everything. You can do everything. It's amazing. You know, got a pen that goes with it. You can draw on it and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, and it's, so I'll be able to get online through my iPad, get onto the show, and talk with you guys. Have a good time. Talk with you guys and have a good time. Several people that'll be here at the house while I'm gone. And having some things done at the house while I'm gone. So there'll be someone here to handle that. But my thing is that I want to help you guys. If I can help one of you, I'll be happy. People come up to me sometimes and say, Frank, man, you hit the nail on the head right there with what you were talking about today. Good, man. I'm glad you grabbed a hold of it. Okay? I'm glad you grabbed a hold of it. And that helps me. That makes me think that, hey, somebody listening to me. Somebody may take it to heart. Somebody may put that into action, you know? So, you know, that's what my platform is all about. And I do. I have a huge platform, and I can reach a lot of people, and I like that. I like that. And sometimes people call into the show and talk. Sometimes they don't. A lot of people listen, and that's my thing. So I'm going to get me something to eat before I have to run out for some errands. I'm going to get me something to eat. Hey, guys, I appreciate you listening in. And again, ignorance is not bad. You just don't know. And, you know, and it's okay. It's okay. All right. To be ignorant of some things that you don't know about. All right. And again, like I said a few minutes ago, you know, I'm ignorant of a lot of stuff about cars. I don't know all the ins and outs of cars as far as how things work and why this have to be there, why they have to be there. I don't know. Okay, so I'm ignorant to that. And it's okay. Simply because I haven't had the chance to find out about it or research it. That's not my thing. But if you talk to me about fishing for crappies or something. That's something that I do and I love to do, and I think I'm pretty good at it. I can tell you. Got knowledge of that. I'm not ignorant of that. But you may not know. You may have never been fishing a day in your life. You may have gone fishing and never caught anything. But, you know, I've had a couple of boats, all kinds of stuff. You know, I've been out there. I've done some things. So I'm not just, oh, know all about fishing and all this stuff. I don't. I'm ignorant to a lot of stuff about fishing. But when you talk about crappie fishing, crappie fishing, then, hey, I know some things about that. So we can talk about it. Right? So ignorance is not bad. I know when people say you're ignorant. You know, you think that dang, man, you know, you know, how you gonna call me ignorant? You think it's a bad, but it's really not. So, you know, don't think about it like that. If someone call you ignorant, hey, no big deal. You call someone ignorant, hey, no big deal. You know, people make statements about black people, white people, Asians, Indian people, Chinese people. They make statements about people that aren't necessarily true. But they're just ignorant to the truth of those people. But if they knew that person and said that, then I could say, okay, but if you're just making a blanket statement about someone just because of their ethnicity, then yeah, you're ignorant of that. You're ignorant. Okay? You don't know. Right? So that's what I'm talking about, and that's what I've been talking about the last half hour here. And again, guys, I hope to get into it tomorrow. I got a lot of stuff to do before I go out of town. So I may not do a show tomorrow, but I'm going to try to get with you guys tomorrow because I got a couple of great topics that I want to share with you guys over the next few days. But there it is. And I'll see you guys hopefully in about 23 and a half hours. See you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No.